You may have heard rumors that if you are planning to hop on a plane anytime soon, as an Illinois resident, you'd better hurry to get a passport. The state's driver's licenses don't meet federal Real ID standards. Never fear, you're all good. Trust me on this. I'm Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. The Real ID Act was passed in 2005. It was meant to keep the nation safe after the 9/11 terror attacks. It sets standards to clamp down on the potential for fraudulent IDs. And Illinois doesn't comply. Neither do 26 other states, but Illinois is one of only a handful that hasn't been granted an extension. Nor, for that matter, has neighboring Missouri. That remains true, but Friday afternoon, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced that a valid ID issued by any state will get you past TSA through all of this year and through all of next. It'll be late January of 2018 before using an Illinois driver's license won't get you past airport security. And that's if nothing changes by then. Illinois does have to make changes if it's going to meet the muster of Real ID. I spoke with Henry Haupt with the Illinois Secretary of State's office to get the scoop.
The fact of the matter is we meet 84% of the requirements of the Real ID Act, including the manufacturing of driver's licenses and ID cards that meet or exceed the standards for security features. And they also noted that we use a nation-leading facial recognition system.
The problem isn't with the actual licenses. It's more with the process used when someone's getting a license and with state laws as it pertains to IDs. Haupt says Illinois comes up short in three ways. He'll go through them step by step. For starters, the process part. A couple of changes are needed here, actually. Both of which are big cost drivers. The Secretary of State's office estimates it'll cost $60 million to reach compliance.
In Illinois, we require a Social Security number when you renew or when you obtain a license or an ID card. We then verify that number electronically with the Social Security Administration. That's our way of proving that you're here legally. DHS has said that's not adequate for Real ID. They require an additional document. And the document that would impact most of your listeners that they would have to bring in would be either a U.S. passport or a certified birth certificate. We would then be required to take that birth certificate, scan it, and send the information electronically to DHS. Each time we do that, there's a fee. So that's part of the cost that we've built in.
The other process part of things, the change Illinois would need to make at DMVs is...
When you get a driver's license or an ID card, the last step is your photo. Real ID calls for that to be the first step. So we would have to reorganize and reconfigure and remodel our facilities to make that happen.
The other two ways Illinois is out of step could be fixed with changes to state law. Here's number two.
In Illinois, an individual can have both a driver's license and ID card at the same time. Real ID does not allow that.
And finally,
in Illinois, we have non-expiring ID cards for senior citizens 65 and older. That is not allowed in Real ID. Those would have to have expiration dates, and the individuals would have to come back in and renew those periodically.
Haupt says it's an unfunded federal mandate. A $60 million unfunded federal mandate when the state has no budget. That cost could get passed along to you when it's time to renew your driver's license. There are critics who have plenty of other problems with the even premise of Real ID. Some fear it's creating a sort of national ID card, that it encroaches on state sovereignty and citizens' individual freedom. Haupt isn't going there, but the cost? Yeah, that's a problem for his office. Still, Haupt says Illinois is continuing talks with the Department of Homeland Security.
We were disappointed in their decision, and we'll continue talking with them to find out a way if, in fact, we can get that extension.
What is the Secretary of State's office doing in this interim time? Are you making any changes to driver's license facilities, maybe somebody beginning to look at purchases of scanners or storage as you're waiting for, as you noted, legislation and appropriation authority at this time where the budget's already messed up and the Secretary of State's office doesn't have that? Is anything to get that 16% compliance in the works?
Well, let me first say that we've made a lot of progress already and have been working toward Real ID for a number of years. I would say we continue to work with the General Assembly, and we will keep working with them on legislation that we would need and the funding that we would need in order to make the necessary adjustments, the necessary purchases and things like that to be Real ID compliant. Like I said, and I would like to reiterate again, we will also continue meeting with DHS. We've had an ongoing dialogue. We will continue talking with them, and we wish, you know, we believe that we deserve an extension based on the work we've done. There's some interesting feedback we've gotten. For instance, the state of Louisiana, they received an extension, yet they their governor, Governor Jindal, vetoed the legislation that they needed to be Real ID compliant. Our General Assembly has not passed the legislation, but nothing has been vetoed or anything of that nature. So we asked, why did Louisiana get an extension when Illinois did not? And basically it came down to one hurdle, and that was verification of legal presence, basically the birth certificate issue.
You said that the Secretary of State's office has been working toward Real ID for years. Do you have any breakdown? What has changed?
We continue to make upgrades to our process, and we continue to make upgrades to our security our security features on our license and ID cards, and obviously that would be counterproductive if I were to highlight what those would be. But we have continued to work toward it, and where we stand right now, going back to the beginning of our discussion, Amanda, is DHS has basically said we're 16% short of being compliant. We want to work with them. We want to work with the General Assembly in order to achieve compliance. But keep in mind also that we haven't touched on this. There are a lot of political factors, a lot of philosophical differences of opinion. This is one of the few issues in a number of states where the left and the right have coalesced in opposition. I know several of the states that got extensions they've passed legislation prohibiting implementation of Real ID. So it's quite possible a huge number of states next year will all be considered noncompliant.
How to proceed is going to be something Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White, the governor, and legislators are going to have to figure out in cooperation with the federal government. Other states' leaders will surely be doing similar things. But for most of us, nothing's changed. If you have a valid driver's license or Illinois ID card, it'll do everything it did last week and the week before, and it'll stay that way for a couple more years. So Haup says, go ahead. Book that trip. Make that plane reservation. I just wish I could go with you. I'm Amanda Vinicky.